This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
What have you said to me recently? About
the ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. You know, interestingly enough, friends, yesterday I had had our affiliates guy out of Florida ask me the question. Bradley goes, geesh. You're just flying. And it's like, I only got 1 hour to get the information out onto the people. That's the time allotted. So if I'm inundating you with a lot of information, it just means I want to get it over within this hour so I don't have to drag it out throughout the week. And if it ends up to be to the point where I have to drag it out through the week, then so be it. But the fact of the matter is yesterday was one of those shows I just wanted to close up and say, okay, we got that done with, and it's important that we get the information out. But again, friends, keep in mind we are allotted only 1 hour per day. And in the process, just stick with me. Stay attentive, please. Please do. What we're going to be talking about is the Black Robed Regiment. Most people will say, well, what is the Black Robed Regiment? They were the bad boys that preceded our forefathers. And interestingly enough, the Black Robed Regiment were called the Black Robed Regiment by the tyrant across the pond named King George III. And it's interesting when you look at the Black Robed Regiment, namely the church of the day that preceded which we have today, it's not at all. We don't see the characteristics today in the professed church as we do of Christ in those that fought during the revolution to give us what we have today. And we're going to be talking about that in just a couple minutes. Matter of fact, Alexis de Tocqueville, a French historian reporting to the French Senate in the 1800s, said about America, friends, he said, I went at your biddings concerning the French Senate, and I passed along the thoroughfares of trade in America. I ascended their mountains and went down their valleys in America. I visited their manufactories and their commercial markets, emporiums of trade. I entered into the judicial courts in America and legislative halls, but I sought everywhere in vain for the secret of their success until I entered into the church. It was there as I listened to the soul equalizing and soul elevating principles of the gospel of Jesus Christ as they fell from Sabbath to Sabbath upon the masses of the people in America that I learned why America was so great and free and why France was a slave. Now, that's interesting, but we're going to be talking about that in just a couple of moments. And speaking of slaves, you know, I share with you quite a bit, friends, that if I can demoralize you, this is why Hollywood and the media and the state-controlled narrative and sports arenas and sports games, football games, when you look at the football games, you see half-naked women as cheerleaders. You can go to commercials. It's like swimming through infested waters. It's just like someone's out there trying to demoralize us as a people. That's exactly right. And that's how you enslave a people. So if I can demoralize you, I can control you. And I've shared this with you so many times in the past, but it's one that I'm going to stick to because you need to understand what's behind it. If I can get you to give up your allegiance to Christ and obedience to Christ, then guess what? I can have your soul. And they're finding this out now in Sweden, as a matter of fact. You know, Sweden is under attack. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. As a matter of fact, there's so many Muslims that have infiltrated that country now that the Muslims are demanding that their flag be changed to a Muslim flag. But what's interesting, what's happening in Sweden, speaking of demoralizing them, the people of Sweden are now asking if we can just write permission slips to have sex with each other. See, they don't realize, folks, that they're giving way to the enemy. In Sweden, they're asking, the people of Sweden are asking for permission slips to have sex with one another. And what is funny about that, I have no idea. And the reason I'm saying that, friends, is because we're seeing on a massive scale what's going on concerning the crimes of the Muslims when they enter into prospective countries. As a matter of fact, there was 480,000 sexual assaults in 1 year in Sweden. And this was by the Muslims, by the way. But they had to use a group of useful idiots to make way behind them. And that's exactly what they're doing. 480,000 sexual assaults in 1 year. 77% of all rapes by less than 2% of the Muslim population that infiltrated that country. Now look at they're taking over. And we're seeing the same thing in England as well. You know, did you hear about in Australia? This was just reported today. A Muslim deliberately plows car into pedestrians, but the cops say it's not terrorism. Folks, you got to keep in mind, terrorism, you've already been defined as the terrorist, according to the DHS in America. And that's not been reversed under Donald Trump. But also keep in mind, when you put the word terrorism into perspective, Oxford's English Dictionary, the original definition is government by intimidation. That's exactly right. But why is it that the government, those that have been put into power to represent the laws of prospective countries and the people of those prospective countries, why is it that they're unwilling to call these people for what they are? They're criminals. They're terrorists. Right? But you need to understand that they're being used to upend sovereignty throughout the globe. They're being used to create domestic insurrection, to overthrow that government, to establish a new one. See, they're undoing what's going on over there. Did you also know that just in Minneapolis, I'm going to be dovetailing this. Now, just hold on a second. Pamela Geller just reported, friends, that in Minneapolis, that's about 50 miles away from where I live, a woman was stabbed 14 times by a Muslim migrant. The local media, friends, listen carefully. The local media ignores the attack. Why is the media... Why are politicians fronting for these people coming into countries? I mean, folks, when you go to Denmark, there's 450% more crimes committed by Muslims than non-Muslims. And see, they want you to believe what I'm telling you right now is hate. Hey, folks, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. The only thing I'm doing is showing you the law to expose the sinner. I'm using the law to expose the criminal, Romans 3:20. That's all I'm doing, right? But they want it to be rendered hate by exposing their crimes. No, it's not hate, it's love. But just think about this. In Denmark alone, 450 more crimes committed by Muslims than non-Muslims. Why is it that they're being promulgated as the religion of peace in Denmark or in Germany? Why is it that the media and politicians, corrupt politicians that are selling out their people to those that mean to literally kill the infidel, the unfaithful to Muhammad? Why is it that they're fronting for these groups of people? In Germany, Muslim migrants committed 142,500 crimes in 6 months. Folks, this is 780 crimes per day. In England and in Wales, over 56% of Syrian refugees committed severe crimes in less than 1 year. And also over in Belgium, 35% of prison population is Muslim, who make up only 6% of the population. And in the UK, 44% of high security prisons out of a 5% population of Muslims.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we're asking you to join our family and join in this fight by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you become a son or daughter of liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Ted Brough with healthmasters.com. I'm also the sub-host on the Power Hour. Bradley's a man of integrity. He's got an incredible ministry. He goes all over the country speaking to high schools on constitutional issues. He's been featured in over 350 different high schools in 24 states. He believes that we should all follow the Constitution. I agree with him. He's also a very, very strong Christian.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisave, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You have us at the number one radio show in the country right now on 89 stations on Genesis Communication Network, and we totally appreciate that. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also check us out on our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1 for what it's worth, BradleyDean1, and or my Facebook account is BradleyDean1. I'm sorry, Bradley Dean, forgive me. Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E on my Facebook. This is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And that's a fact. And we follow the Christ here. Also wanted to let you know, friends, if you'd like to call in, please do stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Noah Webster said, all the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. As a matter of fact, the Bible will show you, because prevention is better than cure, it will show you what will happen if you refuse to be ruled by the Word of God. Either you're going to be ruled by the Word of God or you're going to be ruled by the bayonet. It's that simple, said Robert Winthrop, Speaker of the House in the 1800s. Either you're going to be ruled by the Word of God or you're going to be ruled by the bayonet. Either you're going to be ruled by the Bible or you're going to be ruled by the bayonet. There is no in-betweenites, friends. If you go back to Noah Webster, you can go ahead and open up. Go online to Noah Webster's dictionary and see if you can find the book. And if you don't have that dictionary, buy it. It's like $75.99. Buy it is well worth it, friends. And you'll see that throughout that book, that dictionary, it's constantly interwoven with Scripture in definitions. And furthermore, it's interesting to note that when you open up the Noah Webster Bible, he has a Bible too, by the way, but the Noah Webster Dictionary, you'll see a picture of him, and it says that he taught millions to read and not one to sin, to violate God's moral law. Again, listen carefully to what he said. All the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. And isn't it interesting how the world wants to accuse Christians of hate? Isn't that crazy how that works? I mean, real Christianity preaches prevention is better than cure in every step of the way, friends. Repent and believe, right? Matthew 3:2, Acts 20, verse 21. I can go on with all these scriptures, friends. But it's interesting how people blame Christians. I mean, again, it's like blaming God for evil and blaming Christians for evil, real Christians for evil, is like blaming the sun for darkness. You just can't do it. And that's exactly what they did to the Christ, by the way. But who is the black-robed regiment? And keep in mind, resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. Don't forget about that, okay? But Alexis de Tocqueville, French historian, sent to America by the French Senate in the 1800s, "Hey, Alexis, we want you to go to America and tell us what makes America so great." He said back to the French Senate, "I went at your biddings and passed along their thoroughfares of trade. I ascended their mountains and went down their valleys. I visited their manufactories, their commercial markets and emporiums of trade. I entered their judicial courts and legislative halls, but I sought everywhere in vain for the secret of American success," he said, "until I entered into the church. It was there as I listened to the soul equalizing and soul elevating principles of the gospel of Christ as they fell from Sabbath to Sabbath upon the masses of the people that I learned why America was great and free and why France was a slave. To he who commits sin is a slave. He's in bondage. He who goes on to his in his sin, he's going to die in his sin. He made his own choice." I mean, from the beginning of Genesis all the way to the book of Revelations, friends, the Christ, the Spirit of the Lord, warns 54 times of hell. And I also want you to keep in mind, because I don't want you to take this out of context, but when you go over to Luke 12, what you'll do is you'll find that the Word doesn't tell us to fear hell, we're to fear Him. Luke 12:4 says, "And I say unto you, my friends," this is Jesus speaking to his friends, "be not afraid of them that kill the body and after that have no more that they can do. But I will forewarn you whom you shall fear. Fear him which after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. Yeah, I say unto you, fear him." He didn't say fear hell. And I sporadically bring up the point that when you go to a church and they're preaching hellfire, folks, it's unscriptural. You're to fear the Lord. You're not to fear hell. That's the consequence of unrepented sin before a just and a holy God. Period. Period. Oftentimes, and I remember when I was a little kid, I believe it was on Sundays, I would always see this guy on television. He had this robe on, and he spoke very eloquently. He was very proper, and it almost kind of bothered me a little bit because I was raised up kind of in the hood a little bit in North Minneapolis, so it wasn't my way of conveying or my way of conversing with people. But I remember, and it was very prophetic, especially now, because as I look back, it was like the Lord had that guy in front of me for the very purpose that there's going to be one day that I'm going to meet him. And that one guy was named Dr. D. James Kennedy. Who would ever known? A guy 6'5", tattoos, hair down to his backside, spends time with D. James Kennedy. He's only supposed to have a half an hour that was allotted to us to spend time with him at his Coral Ridge right outside of Boca Raton in Florida sometime back. But who was to say that Dr. D. James Kennedy was going to follow me out and spend 3 hours with me? Before he passed away, and I spent an afternoon with him at his church in Florida. That was interesting. It really was. Just recollecting even now. It was interesting that he followed us out into the parking lot, and he would not let us go. He wanted to talk some more and some more. And it was interesting because his favorite overseer of a church was Charles Spurgeon, which just happens to be mine as well, at least one of them, that was used of the Christ and still is being used of the Christ because his gift still speaketh. But I remember when I spent some time with him at his church in Florida, Keep in mind, again, Dr. Kennedy is the founder of the world-renowned Coral Ridge Ministries, and I think he's been dead for about 10 years now, but you can still see him and you can still hear him worldwide on a daily basis. I mean, this is the guy, must have been in his early 70s when he passed, that was known for stating on national television regarding the issue of, let's just go to abortion. He would point his finger at the viewers and he'd say, 4,000 die daily and 300,000 pulpits remain silent. Just think about that. Babies today are being murdered in the womb because over 300,000 pulpits are silent. Just think about that. And how many of these churches out of the 300,000 declare their love for God? In word, as Jesus said, you honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. If you love me, then keep my commandments. That's what he said. He said, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself unto him. But he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. So, in other words, you're seeing 300,000 spiritual overseers, as they like to call themselves, that are silent, that disobey God, yet they say that they love God. And they declare that the love of God has been shed or brought in their hearts, yet they disobey him. Listen, if you're born of the Spirit, you're going to do the things of the Spirit, period. I mean, we got a lot of compromised hirelings and whores in the pulpits that refuse to obey God because they don't want to rock the boat. Well, that's why we are on sonsoflibertyradio.com, the boat rockers. If you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present, and that's all you have to do today is tell the truth. But just think about this. Dr. D. James Kennedy, in his years, towards the end of his life, was known for pointing his finger at the television. Oh, and P.S., he wasn't just talking to the pulpits across America. He was talking to the pulpits across the world, even on ships. As we were walking out after our time out of the building before we went out into the parking lot for a couple hours, it was interesting to note that I noticed he had a big map, and he had pins everywhere where you couldn't even see the cities. And I looked at that and I said, what is this, Dr. Kennedy? And he looked at me and he said, this is where I preach every day. And he said, that's just in America. He said, what you're not seeing is other countries, and you are not seeing the ships as well that I preach on through the air on a daily basis. I said, I feel ashamed. He said, Bradley, this is 42 years of ministry. But just think about that. We're talking about what the real church does, and we're talking about, in contrast, what the counterfeit doesn't. And Dr. D. James Kennedy, that man of God, was faithful to point his finger at the responsible party and say, 4,000 babies a day are dying, while 300,000 pulpits are silent. We're talking about the Black Robe Regiment and how we have fallen, but how we can pick ourselves up. We'll be right back.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors years for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933. Hey, really quick, like the political system, it's interesting to note what was going through me during the break was, you know, a lot of people listening to the show, what denomination are you? Not denominational. It's like when people say, are you an American patriot? Well, of course I am. Which coincides with the fact that I'm a Christian first and foremost, right? Because an American patriot upholds dying laws, period. Just like the Christ, Psalm 40. Read it when you get a moment. Hebrews 10. Read it when you get a moment. Matthew 5. Read it when you get a moment. He didn't come to abrogate, he came to magnify, period. Speaking of his laws. But like in politics, why is there so many branches with party affiliation, like independent party, now they're talking about a communist party. Pretty soon they're going to have a Sharia law party, mark my words. You can also go to the Republican Party and the Democratic Party. Wait a second. We only have one law, right? Well, you've heard me say that before. But when you look at Scripture, it's interesting why I ask, I lay to your candor, why is it that we have so many different denominations like the Episcopalians, like the Wesleyans, like the Baptists, the Lutherans? Why so many different denominations? Because we failed to keep our eyes single. That's why. When it comes to politics, we are a constitutional republic. There's not a Republican Party in the Constitution. There's not a Democratic Party in the Constitution. We're either Americans or we're not. So why are all these different branches confusing the people? Why, you know, the left and the right and all this other garbage that you hear constantly. I was listening to it again today for 15 minutes for as much as I could stomach. The left and the Democrats and the right, and look what they got in front of them, and look at how they're fighting it out. It's like, wait a second. There's the division because people have left off the fact that we are one people and one nation under God. And that brings me and leads me over to, well, what denomination are you, brother? I'm a Christian in Christ. Because when I read Scripture, it tells us in Ephesians 4, it says that we endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. in Christ, by the way, at the cross. And then it says, listen carefully. It says, there's one body, there's one spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling. There's one Lord, one faith, one baptism. There's one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. So why is it that we have all these different denominations? Because of man's interpretation. Or what they like to do is they like to bring in their deconstructionism, and that means, what's your interpretation of what it tells you? Well, listen, let me tell you this. The Holy Spirit isn't telling you something different that he told Paul. He's not telling you something different that he told Christ, or Peter, or James, or John, or Bartholomew, or Nathaniel. Folks, he's not telling you something different than what he told the disciples of the day. See, because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And again, because America, and namely in the church and in politics, friends, and in that order, because America's eyes are not single and their hearts are not single, they have become broken apart. And that's why we have all of these different denominations, not only in the church, but also in government. And you can use that as a parable to liken unto all the different party affiliations. But again, if we keep in mind there's only one body, and the Holy Ghost, as we are moved by the Holy Ghost, for as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God, Romans 8, and then bringing it back to Ephesians 4, we're always endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. In that one body, by that one Spirit, in that one hope, by that one Lord, in that one faith, in one baptism, by that one God and Father of all. See, this is why people get so confused, because they leave off the example that's been set before him, not only through the Christ first and foremost, but also through our forefathers. Again, Christianity and politics. And by the way, politics is the study of government, okay? It's the science of government, more properly. And science is the study of creation. Read Exodus 18:21. Going back to the Black Robe Regiment and identifying the real church. I was highlighting Dr. D. James Kennedy as he pointed his finger at the camera, as faithful as he was. By the way, Torah means to point the finger. The five books of Moses, Torah, law. He was being a faithful witness, just like Christ always did and still does through his faithful church. But he pointed his finger at the camera and he said, 4,000 die daily, babies. Well, 300,000 pulpits remain silent. Well, folks, 300,000 pulpits aren't faithful to God. So therefore, they're not Christians. It's a lack thereof. I admire him. When I see the Christ, I admire the Christ in those that obey him. On one occasion, Dr. Kennedy told me that while he was holding a large convention at his church, the homosexual lobby, of all lobbies, was protesting him. And a pastor attending the convention was shocked and asked, why is your church being protested? Can I stop right there, friends? Why is it, and I know this is going to sound crazy to some of you people out there, but it just shows you, if it does, that you're biblically illiterate. Why is it that a pastor is leading the church? Why is it that the pastor is leading the church? It's first the apostle, then the prophet, and then the teacher. 1 Corinthians 12:28. When you look in the New Testament, as a matter of fact, it talks about pastor, guess how many times, and it's found in Ephesians 4:11. One time. 1 Corinthians 12:28, and God hath set some in the church, first the apostle, secondarily the prophets, and thirdly teachers. After that, miracles, the gift of healings, helps, governments, diversity of tongues. And if you don't believe that, don't call yourself a believer. You're a believer that doesn't believe. But going back to this individual that attended Dr. Kennedy's convention that was being protested by the homosexual lobby because the men wanted to marry the men and the women wanted to marry the women, right? And this individual asked him, why is your church being protested? Dr. D. James Kennedy, that faithful man of God, corrected this individual with a relevant question. He said, you mean your church doesn't get protested? Hey, America, there's 90 radio stations listening to me right now just in our country. How many churches do you see being protested? Protestant has meaning. Protestant. And keep in mind, the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church, not the other way around. Read Exodus 23 when you get a moment. Read the whole of it, friends. You want to talk about power? Matter of fact, even if you listening to those that serve the great deluder that have been saved by that black master, they will tell you the church in America has no idea the power that's accessible to them by the Spirit of God. Satanists are no match for the church. And isn't it interesting when you watch the movies of the past in Hollywood, it's always them demeaning how weak or pointing out how weak the professed church is. Getting beat up by the devil. That's just not true. They're a defeated foe. The Bible says the devils believe and tremble, and they are underfoot. And we are made more than conquerors through him that loved us. So let's put this into perspective. Going back, D. James Kennedy asked this individual the question, why is your church not being protested? Reverend Charles Finney stated, brethren, our preaching will bear its legitimate fruits if immorality prevails in the land. Is it prevailing? Yes. Why? Because the church isn't doing the job of what the church is called to do. Finney said, brethren, our preaching will bear its legitimate fruits if immorality prevails in the land. The fault is ours in a great degree. If there's a decay of conscience, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the public press lacks moral discrimination, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the church is degenerate and worldly, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the world loses its interest in religion, Christianity, the pulpit is responsible for it. If Satan rules in our halls of legislation, the pulpit is responsible for it. If our politics become so corrupt that the very foundations of our government are ready to fall away, the pulpit is responsible for it, said Reverend Charles Finney. He's right. He's totally right. How deprived is the understanding of the modern Christians in America, namely the church, when it comes to its own history? History, his-story. Nowadays, we have effeminate hirelings which have infiltrated the pulpits. What you see in governments is exactly what you see in the pulpits in America. A bunch of burnt hippies from the 60s and 70s that are still high on something, but what they should be high on. And this isn't being judgmental. It's the facts. I'm just merely pointing the finger to the judge's words. So if it's condemning, remember, there is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. So if you feel condemned, get into Christ and put him on. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Period. Romans 8. You know, I was... I'm thinking about the characteristics of a people that called them God's children during the time of judgment. And when you look in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 6, verse 2, it says this. It says, listen to the characteristics. Tell me if this is what you see today. I have likened the daughter of Zion to a comely and a delicate woman. Is this what you see in America today? Yep. Isn't that in stark contrast to the Lord makes his righteous bold as lions? Proverbs 28. And in strong confidence is theirs that fear the Lord. Yeah, man, I am telling you what. There's a big difference between the Black Robe Regiment that protested to the face of tyrants compared to what you're seeing today. And we're going to finish this off on the other side. I'm going to show you the characteristics with the combination of government and the church through historians that have identified clearly who the real church is and was in America. And there are very far and few between that can liken themselves as to the characteristics of them of old. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Daniel Lott at the Edge Television Broadcast. When I want a hard-hitting message of truth exposing unconstitutional policy through constitutional law, I go to sonsoflibertyradio.com with Bradley Dean. He's educating and equipping America with the knowledge of what our nation was truly founded upon. Join me and thousands of other listeners at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty final segment. Love the topic, friends. We're talking about the black-robed regiments. These are the guys that preceded our forefathers against the tyrant across the pond and the British within the 13 colonies and without. They were not to be meddled with, but these were men of God. If you do a study on the church in the present compared to the church in the... Matter of fact, it's just a great example. If you look at pictures of, like, for example, John Wesley, the great field preacher who was ostracized from the church of the day because he was preaching against their compromise and their idolatries, John 16. If you look at pictures of him today, you'll see that the man looked like he went through hell backwards. If you look at William and Catherine Booth and you look to their writings, friends, I'll tell you what, these weren't a people that talked about God without the fruit and presence of God, John 15. They weren't people to be messed with or meddled with. When the Lord said, touch not mine anointed, that's exactly what he meant. You don't see this in the pulpit today. You don't see great men of God in America today. And if you do, they are as hard to find as a needle in a haystack. But isn't it interesting when you look at the modern-day self-proclaimed preacher? He's got a big smile on his face. Yet you look to the preachers of the old that established this country, and they literally look like they went through hell. Because they did. They understood Psalm 23. They understood Psalm 90, friends. They understood Psalm 18. They understood what David went through. Because they knew that if they wanted to see and meet with the God of David, then they had to do what David did. It's like Amaziah, who didn't part what the Lord told him and commanded him to do. But when you look to Hezekiah, he did all that David did. And look at the testimony of Hezekiah. That's what we want. That of David, the same God. Amen. The same God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, so on and so forth. But folks, you know, it kind of reminds me a little bit. Do you guys remember back in the 90s, there was a movie. It was my wife's favorite, one of her favorite movies ever. And it was a true story told of William Wallace. You know him as Braveheart. And of course, Hollywood had to interject their immoralities in the movie. But folks, there was a William Wallace. Matter of fact, when they decapitated him after they tortured him, he had the Book of Psalms right by his head. Do you remember during that movie? It's a true story. Do you remember during that movie when the king, when William Wallace, Braveheart, was basically destroying the cities of the corrupt king? Just a commoner? Do you remember the king grabbing his son by the throat and he knocked him down on the ground? And he said to him, by the looks of you, you'll only encourage the enemies, our enemies. And see, when you contrast the preachers of today with them of the past, folks, you got to agree. By the looks of the modern day church in America, I can see why the enemies of America are so encouraged. And again, instead of preaching against sin, 1 John 3:4, these hirelings accept it, attempting to cover it up with a false grace, Isaiah 30. And in doing so, teaching their congregants to war against the just and a holy God, Micah 3:5. Read all of those scripture references. Again, what a contrast to the preachers who thundered from America's pulpits before, during, and after the Revolutionary War, causing the colonists to stand up in the face of tyranny, not to accept it. The British labeled them as the much-feared Black Robe Regiment, the bad boys that the Lord, and I'm using that in young person's terms, in young people's terms, they were not to be meddled with. The much-feared Black Robe Regiment. Folks, the British were not the only ones who recognized them as the bulwarks of American independence. Listen to this. This is Bishop Charles Galloway in 1898 said, of your founding forefathers that proceeded in the church called the Black Robe Regiment. Listen carefully. Mighty men they were, of iron and nerve, and strong hand and unblanched cheek, and a heart of flame. The Bible says that we're ministers of the flames of fire, friends. John Wesley used to preach to the multitudes on a daily basis. He said every morning he would set himself on fire that the world might watch him burn. See, God need not reeds shaken by the wind, said Charles Galloway. Not men clothed in soft raiment, a bunch of effeminate pansies. Read Matthew 11:7-8. But heroes of hardihood and lofty courage. And such were the sons of the mighty who responded to the divine call on the behalf of heaven to establish heaven here on this earth. Historian B.F. Morris in 1864 said, the ministers of the Revolution were like their Puritan predecessors, bold and fearless. Bold meaning forward to danger, friends. And they were fearless in the cause of their country. No class of men contributed more to carrying forward the revolution and to achieve our independence than did the ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And by their prayers, patriotic sermons, and their service, showing you their faith by their works, they rendered the highest assistance to the civil government, which are one and the same, the army, which are one and the same. The army, America, is us. They're our kids. They're our brothers. They're our sisters. They're our uncles. They're our friends, our grandpas and our grandmas and our dads, right? But they rendered the highest assistance to the civil government, the army, and the country. When you go to the historian Alice Baldwin in 1918 said, of your Black Robe Regiment, the church of the day that established what we have here 240 years later said, the Constitutional Convention and the written Constitution were the children of the pulpit. Were the children of the pulpit in which nobody can deny. Today, the professed church is attempting to flee from its responsibility to be part of the political process when, in fact, God is the one who gave government, Exodus 18:21. Again, the church is to overcome evil with good, and as our forefathers rightly said, resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. Folks, the greatest advocates to the abortion industry and to the gay agenda in this country today are the 300,000 pulpits that remain silent? Are they ashamed? Nope, they're not at all ashamed. They have the forehead of a whore, Scripture tells us, and that's why America is under judgment today. I mean, let's look at the primitive church's actions through Scripture, and that's what we've done. You know, we all sit there every you know, people during church. I remember seeing my mom do this when she would go to church. Our Father, who art in heaven, holy is your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Wait a second. And who does he look to work with? Me and you. Friends, I have every hope in my heart on a daily basis, no matter how grim it looks out there, that we're going to win the day. And if you look to the history of the church, and I'll never forget this, you know, and it just proves that the devil can use Scripture as well. And sometimes even corrupt men can blurt out the truth in their confusion, like that of Jesse Jackson when he said, God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for. That's for anything in this life. And I want to tell you something, Americans, out of love, I can tell you exactly where your heart is. Because that's exactly where your treasure is. That's where your heart's at. If you want God and understand that He's your inheritance and you're His, I'll tell you what, He's going to show up as He promised that He would. And He's going to do unto us great and mighty things in which we know not. But we first have to call upon Him to do so. And that's exactly the whole purpose of the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, to win who we are so the Christ can be crowned on this earth during this time in the present, so we don't have to talk about Him like patriarchs of the past, but that we might know Him in the present. That's my great objective, is to know who He is in this earth as He is in heaven. So, if you want to know the history of the church, it's not what you see today. It's a lack of Christianity. And again, don't blame real Christians for the things, or I'm sorry, hypocritical Christians for the things that Christ Himself rebuked them for. Because nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ Himself, and that's what got Him crucified. Isn't it interesting how people try to justify themselves and they look at the hypocrisies of professors that call themselves Christians but don't practice what they preach, as if to suggest that's some license for them to go ahead and stay away from the Christ because of His followers? Well, first of all, they are not following the Christ. He that saith he, the Bible says that he that saith he abideth in Him ought himself also to walk even as He walked. Well, they're not doing that, so don't look at them as being Christians. But I'll tell you what, go look in the mirror even now and ask the Lord to change who you are into the image and likeness of His Son, so the world can see the Christ, so they can follow Him. And as Paul rightly said in 1 Corinthians 11:1, and that you might say, follow me as I follow the Christ. And let's get rid of all of this extra junk, friends, and let's get on the straight and narrow, because again, we can win the day. The history of the church, folks, in a time of great defeat, is always their backs are against the wall. They call upon the God of Israel in Jesus Christ, first and foremost through repentance, friends, and putting their faith in Christ. And then here we go. We get to stand back and see the wonders of the Lord through His love and kindness. Read Psalm 107. Folks, we love you by what we do. We will talk to you in 23. I've been under just a little bit here. Hopefully by tomorrow we're going to be back up 100%. Love you. 1 John 3:18. See you.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.